Well, today we're at Cam High School talking with some of the tops of the class of 2018, and we are going to start with
Madeline Sterrick.
Okay. Madeline, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Doug and Ellie Sterrick of Anita. I have one sister, and her name's Grace, and she's 4 years old.
Okay. Very good. What about classes? What'd you like?
I liked that our class sizes are small, so you can get all the help you needed.
Any particular subjects that you were particularly fond of?
Lunch.
That's a good answer. That's always a good one. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that have kind of helped point you in the right direction?
Probably Mrs. Miller, Mrs. Wolm, and Miss Johnson, because those are the ones I'm closest with, and I can come to them for anything.
Okay, so they're your support system as well. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I'm involved in volleyball, cheerleading, track, FFA, speech, vocal, things like that.
A lot of stuff. Did you try to be busy when you got into high school? Was that a goal of yours?
Not really, but there's just so many things you can do, and it's kind of good to keep yourself busy because then you don't get bored.
Sure. Any favorites among those things?
I really like volleyball and FFA. Okay.
Are there any accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of from your high school years?
I was an officer for FFA, and I am taking a lot of things from FFA, like leadership and just skills like that. But speech, I've learned a lot of, like, speaking skills and just stuff like that.
Sure. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I will be at Northwest Missouri State.
Okay. Why'd you choose Northwest?
Well, I just went on a campus visit there, and it just felt like home, and they have so much stuff to offer you.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to study yet?
No, I'm not.
Do you have a general thought about what you might be interested in?
I think just the first semester I'm just going to try and get, like, my basic classes out of the way. Then second semester I'll choose a major.
Okay, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know about high school before they get started?
Probably just, I don't know, have fun. Do everything you can because it goes by really fast.
Sure does. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you. Okay, who's next?
Erica Stender.
Erica, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Tony Stender and Teresa Chester of Messina.
Okay, what about classes? What did you like?
I really like taking all the English classes. I've been a big part of the newspaper class here at CAM.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that are your favorites?
Definitely Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Miller. They've helped me, like, decide what I want to do after high school, and they've guided me in the right directions.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities for you? What else has kept you busy?
As an underclassman, I was really active in a lot of sports. I played volleyball. I was in basketball, golf, softball. I was in vocal and FFA as well.
Do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably golf or softball.
Okay, very good. What about activities and things for you that where you shine? Do you have any accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of?
One thing I'm really proud of is for the past three semesters, I've been the editor of the newspaper that goes in the Tribune. So that's
how much work goes into that?
A lot. I don't even know. It's hard to describe. There's a lot of stuff to do every week.
It has to be pretty high on your priority list every day.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending Iowa Central Community College up in Fort Dodge, and I'm going to be majoring in business.
Okay. Going to be a Triton. Are you surprised I knew that?
No.
Okay. I went to Iowa Central a long time ago, but I went there too. Why'd you choose Iowa Central?
Kind of like Madeline said, I went on a campus visit, and I knew that I just felt at home. I knew that that's where it was going to be.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know as they get ready to start high school?
I'm kind of going to go on the same boat with Madeline. You just got to do everything you can. Don't pass up any opportunity. Have fun. Like she said, it goes by way too fast.
Sure does. All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Tom Eddy. Okay.
Tom, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Lynn and Connie Eddy of Fontenelle. I have two sisters. My older sister's name is Tina, and my younger sister is Sarah.
All right. Let's talk classes. What'd you enjoy?
For me, my favorite classes this year were basically the ones that had to do with studying of humans, basically be social studies or my health classes that I took out at Iowa Western and Atlantic.
What about teachers? Who are your favorites?
I guess my favorite teacher from high school would be Kara Murphy. She was always a good help to me. And from Yes, I had another one from middle school. Her name was Paula Boffman. She is no longer with the district, but she was always a good teacher towards me.
Okay. Why are they your favorites? What have they done for you to help you along?
They have helped me through my problems because I've had done through a lot of issues in my life, and frankly, I could go to them no matter what and just tell them my problems. They'd help me.
So they've kind of helped you along in a lot of different ways then. Excellent. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
Freshman year, I was in band. And then part of my sophomore year, I was also in band. But then I decided to focus on academics. And then this year, I moved up, and I'm doing track this spring.
Okay, very good. Did you set out to when you charted a course for your high school, did you, with the extracurricular activities, did you have some ideas in advance of what you wanted to do, things you wanted to accomplish there?
No, I really didn't. I just wanted to do something that I remember from high school.
Okay. What about achievements for you? What achievements will you take with you that you'll be most proud of?
Just being able to say that I did graduate from high school and that I will be going off to college.
Okay, very good. Going off to where?
Iowa Western and Council Bluffs.
Okay, why Iowa Western?
I took an EMT course out there last fall, and their campus was so beautiful and it was easy for me to navigate around.
And you've already got a little jump start on that then, too, haven't you?
Yeah.
What about their future, I guess? Give the eighth graders some advice about their future. What should they know about high school?
They should just, like, pay attention because teachers up here, if you don't pay attention, the teachers will get after you no matter what you do. And also, be nice to the upperclassmen because, remember, they are bigger than you and they can hurt you.
All right, very good. I can't see any untruth in that. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Good luck to you. And next we have?
Lisa Elkins.
Okay. Lisa, introduce us to your family.
My mom's Paula Sunday, my dad's Dave Schwartie, and I have a brother, Sam, who's in Florida becoming a marine mechanic.
Oh, very good. Talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed a lot of the history and Spanish classes. They were just really fun.
What about teachers? Who will you be talking about years from now when you get together with some old classmates?
Probably Mrs. Miller, because she's been a big help with everything. And our Spanish teacher last year was Miss Maribel, and our new one is Miss Marin. Both of them are really awesome and kind, and I enjoy their class. Yeah.
I think I've heard Miller a few times down the road here. Why? What's special about Miller?
Well, I can just go to her and talk to her about what's going on, and she's really helpful with anything you need, and... Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. You just have to kind of, like, meet her and talk to her and get to know her, that then you'll know what I mean.
Is that one of the benefits of being in a smaller school system? You really get a chance not only to know your classmates well, but really to strike up these types of relationships with teachers.
Definitely, yeah.
Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
So I've been in Taekwondo since ninth grade, and... I created the anime club my junior year, and I helped with the book club this year. And then track and speech have been both junior and senior.
Taekwondo. So are you one of those seniors who can hurt the underclassmen that Tom tells us about?
Yeah, but I'm not willing to.
Oh, okay. Just want to put them on notice. Do you have a favorite among those things?
Taekwondo.
Why?
Because of the people I do it with. They're really fun and energetic, and they've become my friends.
How did you get interested in that in the first place?
Action movies. I just wanted to learn how to fight, and then I looked into doing karate or whatever, and Taekwondo was the closest thing.
There you go. Very good. Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
Simpson College.
Why Simpson?
Because I looked into what they offer, and they have a lot of good classes, and then I actually went to campus and looked, and I felt... like Madeline said, like home.
Were you looking for the small school experience?
Not really. At first I wanted University of Iowa, but then that cost a lot more and way too big. But yeah.
Okay. What about studies? Do you know what you'll study?
English.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
I want to teach English in foreign countries.
Oh, okay. You do have a plan. Give the eighth graders some advice then. Start teaching right now. Teach them what they need to know.
Be kind. And try and not make a big fool of yourself.
And watch out for those upperclassmen who know Taekwondo, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Lisa, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Nick Holstein.
Nick, introduce us to your family.
I am the son of Joe and Jennifer Holste, and I got three brothers, two in college, one just graduated college, and then one who is a sophomore here.
Let's talk classes, and what'd you enjoy?
I think one of my favorite parts is probably senior year, taking internships, being allowed to actually understand and do what you think you want to do, and if you don't like it, then you know, and you're not wasting your time in college.
Yeah, and that could save you a lot of money down the road, too. Is it a pretty aggressive internship program here?
Yeah, like she makes sure that you get a lot of good. You have to do an intern journal every week about what you did, and then she sends out evaluations to your intern, and they have to fill it out, so then you get graded on those things.
Okay, so they do follow up pretty well. What about teachers? Any favorites for you?
My favorite is, he's not really a teacher, but Mr. Casey, he does the computers here, and he's who I intern with, and I've been interning with him for all year, and he just helped me show that I want to do something with computers.
What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
Every sport, football, baseball, basketball, track. I do the layout for the newspaper every week for Anita paper and in Atlantic, so that takes up a lot of time too.
Do you have any favorites there?
Not really for any of the sports, but they're all fun. I don't know.
Do you enjoy doing things as a group in a team atmosphere, or do you like personal accomplishments?
Yeah, I think the team, because it builds a lot more character with them. I think it takes a lot more to be a team player than just be able to do stuff by yourself.
Okay. What about accomplishments for you? What will you be most proud of?
I think my biggest accomplishment was scoring 1,000 points in basketball this year.
That's an accomplishment. It took a little time. You don't do that overnight. What about the future? Where will you be this fall?
I'm going down to SWIC, I'll be down there for a year and a half, and then I'll transfer over to Northwest.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
Yeah, I'm going for graphic design.
Okay. What will you do with that?
I don't even know right now, but I mean, hopefully maybe design a website for somebody, like a big company or something like that.
Sure. Doing the layouts for the newspaper then, has that helped you with that?
Yeah, that's helped a lot. I've talked to a couple of people down at SWIC, and they have a newspaper there that I could probably help with, so...
Okay, well, let's talk to those eighth graders then. Give them some advice.
Make sure you do everything. Don't ever take any of it for granted, thinking, I can just do it later on because it goes by fast.
Catches up with you in a hurry. Very good. Nick, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Nick, Madeline, Erica, Tom, and Lisa, some of the tops of the class of 2018 at Cam High School.